This is Don Gagne in Washington. Americans view George W. Bush through the prism of their own politics, and pollsters say voters' deep liking or disliking for the president reflects a deep division that has lingered since the 2000 election. When the president speaks, people listen, but they hear very different things. One may hear a leader prepared to act decisively against threats.
Trusting in the sanity and restraint of Saddam Hussein is not a strategy, and it is not an option.
But another hears a man exaggerating the evidence and leading the nation into a reckless war. What one voter may regard as a tough-talking, plain-spoken leader.
There are some who feel like that, you know, the conditions are such that they can attack us there. My answer is bring them on.
Another regards as a dangerous cowboy. Pollster John Zogby says these attitudes toward President Bush are routinely reflected in the interviews his company conducts with voters across the country. He asks those who feel such strong animosity toward the president why.
It begins with Iraq and questions over the legitimacy of Iraq and then the aftermath of the war and the sense of I told you so. But that congealed the anger that was felt after the 2000 election.
There is the strong belief within the anti-Bush community that he stole the election. They dislike his manner, his privileged upbringing. They say that without family connections, he would be nowhere, that he lacks the intellect required for the office. It is personal for people like Michael Stinson, who was a participant this week at an event in New York, honoring homemade TV ads attacking the president and his policies.
Alice said a roller skating chimp with a cigar in his mouth running around loose, get in the office. No one's going to convince me this guy can't be any more than a Walmart greeter.
And there's this from a Washington, D.C. resident who would only give his first name, Scott.
I can't stand the guy, anybody but Bush, anybody. I don't believe he's a Christian. I believe he's a convenient Christian. And I believe that he, if being Jewish were as helpful to his voting totals as being Christian has been, he'd be Jewish.
But the other side, the Bush lovers, are just as passionate, according to pollster Zogby.
They're telling us that he's not Bill Clinton, that in many ways he is the anti-Bill Clinton. He is a person who lives morally, has a genuine family life, has simple American values, sees things in terms of good versus evil, and he's on the good side.
That's the view of this Akron, Ohio attorney, Sally Henning.
We have a wonderful president. I think the best president in my lifetime. B, that I don't like Bush-bashing, backseat-driving liberals. And C, I believe that President Bush has made a tremendous commitment to this country, to fighting terrorism, to our economy. He's done a lot for our country.
Now, this isn't the first time in recent memory that there have been deep divisions within the country over that man in the White House, a phrase made popular decades ago by conservatives loath to speak the name of Franklin Roosevelt. President Bush's immediate predecessor was a lightning rod who attracted animosity to the point of impeachment, yet maintained a strong core of admirers. Ronald Reagan was often a polarizing figure, as was Richard Nixon. What is different now, analysts say, is that the group of people in the middle who begin an election cycle thinking they might go either way is much smaller. Which explains why political strategists this election year talk more about energizing their base rather than winning over swing voters, even if that makes those who dislike a candidate dislike them even more.
Alienating the opposition is fine if it helps to mobilize your own partisans.
Jack Rakove teaches political science at Stanford.
And if you can work out the electoral arithmetic with enough sophistication as to know in which states is that going to pay off and in which states might there be a cost.
Rakove also suggests that while President Bush is a magnet for animosity, it's safe to assume that Al Gore, had he won the Florida recount battle, would have been the same, and that this has become the norm. If that's true, the highly polarized personal reactions Americans have had to their last two presidents may now just be another part of life in the Oval Office. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.
Reports on health care, the economy, and other hot-button campaign issues are at npr.org.